Hi again, this is Between the Buttons, and I'm Sebastian. I'm here with Robert Davidson. Robert, how are you?
Good, very well, thanks. Yeah.
That was a fantastic, it was a very inspirational talk.
Excellent.
It was,
I hope it's relevant to people about technology, though. I'm not so sure about that. It's all digital creativity.
Yeah, but what you mentioned about maybe like transcribing things, putting things to Melodyne, like that would be really cool. I just wanted to ask you a thing. So, do you think that there is something maybe as like an involuntary harmony when people talk? So people start, people talk in a certain scale or in a certain key. Do you think that maybe like people could involuntarily start like harmonizing with each other? Would that be like natural empathy?
That's a really interesting question. I mean, I've done dialogue transcriptions where people sort of bounce off each other and they seem to be coming into the same sort of basic key. But the thing about speech is it's not so stylized as language and it's not necessarily in scale so clearly. Mm-hmm. But it does have, I mean, the thing about harmony is it's not all around the world, but the basis of harmony is all around the world, which is hierarchy of pitch, meaning that mm-hmm. some pitches are more important than others. And what I have found with people that I've transcribed their speeches that they do tend to return to certain pitches and give more emphasis to certain pitches. Mm-hmm. So therefore they do suggest a type of key in a way, mm-hmm. but it's not so clearly defined as in a piece of music. I mean, I think the difference, one of the big differences between speaking and singing is that singing is more stylized and mm-hmm. clearer. It's like a caricature of speech in some ways.
Yeah.
So all of those things become just more clear and zing through, I suppose. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, your talk actually reminded me of Bobby McFerrin. I love watching when he goes to conference and stuff like that.
TED talk that he did.
Yeah, the TED talk was really good.
Look it up, people.
it's a really good thing. And you watched one in which he got the audience to participate, and they all sang the pentatonic scale.
So
of course comes to this sense of like certain languages have a certain rhythm and certain pattern.
They do.
But of course, the pentatonic scale is something that's common to everybody. So, do you think maybe that's why people that sing in a foreign language, or sing in a second language, like in a language that's not their own? Do you think that's why they sound a bit funny?
Definitely would be a contribution. I mean, I think a lot of that's probably just the actual. It's not just the melody; it's also the
whole music around.
Well, yeah, it's just all the syllables and the timbre mm-hmm. and lots of things. The timbre is a big part of it, I think, in that case. Like, you know, a French person is going to have a more nasal timbre than mm-hmm. you know. So French rock and roll is going to sound wrong because of the rhythm. It's the rhythm. You know,
yeah,
it doesn't fit so neatly. Italian fits much better with opera, for instance.
Yeah,
so Italian rock and roll is not. Sorry, but generally not particularly good because it's not the rhythms of rock and roll come from English.
Yeah. Yeah. And one last thing. So I know you maybe not seem pro of it, but do you seriously not like auto-tune the news?
I know I like it, I'm just saying, I suppose what I want to make a distinction between the sort of work that I was talking about today
mm-hmm.
and auto-tune the news, because I think auto-tune the news is like it's just like a simpler, quicker sort of. It's like a cartoon version of what it's like. I don't know. It's the difference between a cartoon and an oil painting, I suppose. And,
yeah.
like, and they both have their charms. Mm-hmm. But I think there's a bit more subtlety, nuance in the sort of music I was talking about by Steve Reich, Scott Johnson, and hopefully mm-hmm. myself.
Mm-hmm. Have you tried then transcribing?
Yeah.
The tone of the original speech of the auto-tune the news thing.
I haven't done that.
You can maybe try that.
It's
a very interesting version, like the auto-tune the news
version.
And then
the
your version. Yeah, yeah.
Now, also, I should say that it's a bit of a continuum because, I mean, what auto-tune the news does basically is it switches things very clearly into
mm-hmm.
That musical form without preserving its original.
Mm-hmm.
It does alter the recording quite a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so it flattens out the bumps. You know,
yeah.
It's sort of like, photoshopping a face, getting rid of
yeah.
the pimples.
Yeah.
And I want to see the pimples. You know? But then what I do is play along with the music and tend to fit it into a musical scale, which
mm-hmm.
is also doing a bit of that. It's what
yeah.
it's quantizing the pitch, basically.
Yeah.
There are composers such as René Lussier, who wrote a piece in Montreal French, in Quebec French, using recorded speech. And he'll do all of those intricate microtonal tunings, you know, in between the cracks of the piano.
Wow.
So they can go further than I have, or Steve Reich or whatever. And so there's a continuum from Rene Lucia, who's trying to be as precise as possible, down to autotuning news, which you know, flattens out the bumps.
Okay. Awesome. Thanks a lot for that, Rob. And yeah, have a great day.
Thank you.
And this is Between the Buttons.